The Gemara says in Shabbos that if a person is tohen oichel u'mashkin, that means he is carrying in his home and he goes mizovis lezovis, he goes from one corner to another corner carrying a load of food on his back. His intention is to go to remain in his home, mizovis lezovis. And then it was nimlach, he changed his mind and he decides to go outside, but he didn't stop before he went outside. He continued walking while he was going from one corner to another corner, mizovis lezovis, and then he decided to go for the main door outside. So he's potter. Why? The original akira of the lifting of the food item was with the intent of remaining in your home and going mizovis lezovis from corner to corner. Now that you went l'shus rabim, we don't see a maisa akira to go to l'shus rabim. Akira itso needs an akira na anocha. We don't see an akira in order, a lifting of the item in order to go out. So that's a yapota. Unless a person is omad lofush, that means before he goes to the front door, he puts a break on his feet and he stops, comes to a full halt, not just to adjust his packages, that's omad lekatev, but omad lofush, he stopped. So now he continues walking, it's a new akira. Akira's gufa, akira's chepetz, and then, only then would he be chayev, because then we see a ma'is akira. As I state in the Gemara, that's mevur in the Rashi. Frekend achreinim, we don't find such a precedence by other malachas. For instance, when a person writes one ois on Shabbos, you're not chayev until you write two oisies. I write one ois without the intent of writing a second ois. And then I was nimlach, I changed my mind, and I write a second ois. So, the halacha is, that one is chayev. We don't say, lohoysa mishori shoyna, the intent to write two oisies. You don't need that. I had an intent to write one ois. I had an intent afterwards, nimlach, to write a second ois. And you chayev, for a curse of two oisies. So why is this bazundra din in akira? So, the achronim want to say, there's a fundamental difference. Koisev be'etzem, you write your oiva as soon as you write one ois. Just as a din that you need a shear in ksiva shtei oisius. It's not a chisorin in the maisa malocha. The malocha was koisev, and I was koisev, just as a shear that chachomim required in order to be oiva, which is koisev shtei oisius. Just like there's other shiurim, you need a groigris, you need a kazayis, you need a koiseves. When it comes to shiurim, the shear ksiva is to oisius. So a male over here, it doesn't make a difference that my intent in the middle only turned into two oisius in midway, because that's in the shear. In the shiur, you're allowed to be a nimlach. Just in the ma'isa malacha, it could be chisaron. And akira, it's in the cheftz of the malacha, is the akira. According to this, really, Reb Chaim Briskin stencils, is yidua, that he says that there's a fundamental difference between melechas hoitzah, which means akira in Rishus HaYochid, hanoch in Rishus Rabim, and hoitzah, the transfer to go to a different reshus, and mavir dalad ames b'reshus rabim. When someone's mavir dalad ames b'reshus rabim, he also needs an akir in the beginning of dalad and anocha b'soif dalad. But it's a fundamental difference between the two malachas, between hoitzah and avara. And he says that by hoitzah, the ikam malacha is the akira and the anocha. Just you need it tonight, and you also have to transfer reshuyos. Masha enkein. When it comes to Havara Dalad Amis, the Ikka Malacha is to be Mavir Dalad Amis. Over there, the Akir and Anocha is a Tanai in the Havara. That means you have to be Mavir Dalad Amis. You have to walk for Amis in the Shusar Abim in the public domain. You have to have a condition that it has to be met. You have to do an Akir in the beginning of Dalad and Anocha in the Seif Dalad. But over by Havara, the Akira is only a Tanai. Masha'enka by Hoitzah, the Akira is the Ikka Malacha. Akira in the Shusar Yochid, Anocha in the Shusar Abim. The hoitzah, the transfer, is the tnai, how you chayv and akir and anocha. So Oiba Zoi, it's very geschmack, because Rashi in Sukkah, the machlok is Rashi in Tosis, but Rashi in Sukkah Mem Gimel says that this din of nimlach is going to pata you if you go mikeren zovis to zovis, and then you nimlach lohoitzi, you potter, he says that's only by melechas hoitzah. By melechas havora, even though you decided to initially go two ames in Ushus Rabim, and then you nimlach to go four ames, Zot Rashi, you're still going to be chayev. There's no p'tur of nimlach. The fact that you only decided midway to go four ames, that doesn't make you put on the melechas havara. So according to Reb Chaim, it's very geschmack, and that's why it's taka different, like we said by ksivas oisachas. This din that nimlach shteres is only by the akira, where the akira is the ikka malacha. By hoitzah, the akira is the malacha. Hakira is the malacha, nanocha is the malacha, and transfer is only a tanai in the hakira and nanocha. So over there, you can't have a nimlach unless you are an omad lofush and there's a new hakira that you lifted in order to go outside. Mashenkin by havara, where the hakira and the hanocha is not the ikam malacha is the havara. And the hakira and hanocha is only a tanai in the havara. You have to be oikah before dalet at the onset and be maniach at the end of dalet. So over there, Zot Rashi and Sukkah, very good, that you, even if you were nimlach in midway, originally planned to go, only go 2 amas, Avor and Shus Rabin, and then you're nimlach to go 4, you're still going to be chayiv, because you don't need over there the Akira Mishor Rishoyne for 4, because the Akira is only a tanai, it's not Ikam Alocha. The same thing, like we're saying, by Ksivas Oisius, you can ride one ois, and then be nimlach to ride a second ois, you'll be chayiv, because over there, only over there, the 2 ois is a shear in the what you require for Ksiva. But the malach is really koisev right away. Just as a shiur, you need 2. When the ikam malach is the akira, very specific, only by itzah, not by avora. Over there, the Gemara says, "V'nimlach lahoitzi, it's not going to be potter unless you omad lafush."